Glidden Rowson has had the winning factor in their favor over the last 3 weeks, as the Wildcats have won 3 straight games. Last week, Glidden Rowson won over Collins Maxwell 38-6, as it was the first game this season that the Wildcats held an opponent to single digits. As a coach, you cannot ask for any better September football.
Well, I think as a coach, it's been pleasing. We've been getting better each week, and that's what you want to do. The last few weeks, we've gotten off to really quick starts at the beginning of the game, which is also helpful. And that was true again last Friday. We, you know, scored the first 2 times we touched football, and felt like we probably could have done more damage in the first half, but we kind of stopped ourselves in 3 other drives. But other than that, so far this year, as through every game, I've just been really pleased with the improvement I've seen.
Colby Wallace rushed for 171 yards on 29 carries and earned 4 touchdowns last week against Collins Maxwell. Head coach Craig Lynch isn't looking to fully rely on Wallace, as he would like to see other athletes become involved, but knows that he has the opportunity to utilize a junior.
Well, I think it's a matter of just kind of taking what the defense gave us. And we talked to the kids about that all season. It's a real unselfish group, and getting them to understand when we go into games, we're not really trying to run Colby that many times in those games. We'd like to share it around, but they didn't make a lot of adjustments from what they went in originally, which was, kind of cheating to our strong side. So, some power plays with Colby were the most effective, and that's where we went to. In the end, it's about winning the game. And Colby did a great job. Our guys up front did a good job. So, hopefully we had that around a little bit, and we don't really like to run him that much. But if that's what we got to do, then that's what we got to do.
The defense was very successful last week, as they held the Spartans to just 100 yards rushing and 97 yards passing. The secondary also had 2 interceptions in the last competition, both of which were caught by Brayton Meyer.
Every kid we've gotten out there has improved as the year's gone. And anytime in an 8-player game that you can hold someone to 6 points, no matter what, you're feeling pretty good. And that 6 kind of came late. We missed a tackle on that. So, very pleased with that result.
This week, Glidden Rowson is taking on a 4-1 Audubon Wheelers team that has now won 4 straight games. The Wheelers are primarily a rushing team, as they average 304 yards per game, with primary rushing back Evan Ault and quarterback Aaron Olson. The Wildcats are looking to try to control the football and contain the explosive plays.
Well, they're very explosive, and both those two you mentioned are very good runners. They're very elusive runners. No matter who you play in 8-player football on the defensive side, you got to tackle well, and they're going to put you in positions where you got to do it one-on-one with them, and we're going to have to do that. The other thing you got to do is, they're pretty explosive. You want to try to control the football as much as we can. I mean, the less it's in their hands, the better off for us, and that's kind of our MO anyway. We're trying to grind it out and have a little more ball control. So both those things, I think, are really key.
Coach Lynch is not looking for a specific player to step up this week, but to have the team step forward. That step forward is by eliminating turnovers in week 6 and going at Audubon with a sound offense.
Well, I don't know if there's anyone individually I'd like to see step up. One of our mantras is you get a little bit better or you get a little bit worse every day. You never stay the same in the sport. So, we want to see another step forward, especially for us limiting turnovers.
Sure.
If there's one thing that we've done a little bit too much, it's turned the ball over the last couple of games. And in a big game like this, the game can ride on that. So if there's one place I'd really like to see us get better, it'd be in not turning the ball over.
Glidden Rowson travels to Audubon tomorrow with a kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Zach Collins reporting.